that we can hear his word in these days. It's not just a word of knowledge, but it is a word of encouragement, of exhortation to, yeah, thank him that he has really given us light to see how he wants to perfect his work in us. If someone had asked me before the conference, what does the way of sanctification look like? How will you be perfected in holiness? Then I would have had to consider for quite some time how to answer your question. And I would have had to just, build something together out of myself.
Ich kann den Bildschirm nicht teilen, okay. Tobi?
Ja?
Kannst du vielleicht eine Übersicht von der Stiftshütte kurz zeigen?
Ja.
Weißt du, diese Draufsicht?
Du kannst jetzt auch den Bildschirm teilen, du bist jetzt
Coach. Ja, okay. Ja? Ah, okay. Ja, dann mach du es, ja.
Okay, gut. Alles klar, genau. Ich wollte dieses Bild hier nochmal zeigen.
I wanted to show this picture again.
Weil, kann man wirklich sehen,
because here you can really see
Weg der Heiligung ist, ja.
What the way of holiness and sanctification entails. It's not so easy. It's not just one step and then it's accomplished. But here you see my mouse. If you enter in the entrance, that first you're in this outer court. And here we have seen how our body is a body of sin and death, as it says in Romans 7 and 8, and that he has to deal with it. He has to deal with our flesh. Flesh, of course, shows the negative aspect of our body. And I really treasure that the first thing he does in this outer court when we come to him is that he gives us light concerning his judgment. That's why this altar and the laver are made of copper, and the pillars are in copper sockets and overlaid with copper. This gave me such a clear picture that sanctification begins with our letting his cross work in us to crucify and to deal with ourselves, the world. In Romans 6 and 7, it says the body of sin and the body of death. This outer court, which represents our body, creates such problems for us in our relationship with the Lord, and that's why we don't always draw near or can't draw near. But this altar can really deal with all of this. We are no longer debtors to the flesh. We don't have to let it reign over us. We can put to death the deeds of the body through the Spirit. And I think that we can thank the Lord that we can continually wash ourselves, cleanse ourselves from the spiritual death, even multiple times a day, so we can be freed from it. To not live in weakness and incapability. We are very much aware of sin, things that are immoral, arguments, fighting, lies, the lusts of the eyes. We are quickly aware of this and conscious of this. But spiritual death, we often don't have such a strong awareness of it. We live in the world, and at some point in time in the meetings, you'll feel like, I'm a little weak. I'm not capable of turning. And this is the spiritual death. And for this, we need the bronze laver. This is the Spirit, the word of life that saves us from this and releases us from this weakness, this incapability. So praise the Lord that the way of sanctification has become much clearer to us. And this cooperation to execute judgment in us. This lasts our entire lifetime. As long as we have this flesh and live on this earth, it'll never stop. We have to continue to judge our flesh to be able to draw near to God. So we want to move from this area that deals with all the old and all the negative and enter into the area that shows us how it looks in the holy place. This looks quite glorious. As I saw this for the first time, it really impressed me. Because it showed me what the holy place looks like. It's an area of service and ministry. And this is what we want to have fellowship about in both meetings today. We want to have fellowship about the three furnishings here. We want to see how sanctification must progress in us. If we see Romans 6, 7, and 8, the dealing of sin and death in us, then we see that it continues in Romans 12, where we see the ministry on the saints or towards the saints. And we see that we are renewed in the spirit of our mind. And this is exactly this holy place. In this holy place, he wants us to spend time with him, to minister to him. Here we see it's a higher level. In the outer court, we see the light of the sun, which is necessary so that the laver can show us where we have spot and wrinkle. But now we see an even more glorious, a pure light. It's filled with pure oil. So if we want to increase or progress in our sanctification and want to know more, then our entering into his purpose is even more necessary. We want to see, we cannot see everything all at once concerning our condition. We would not have been able to survive that. If he had shown me 20 years ago what everything that's wrong with me, I would have given up then. I would have said, no, thank you. I would have said, I can't go this way. But I thank the Lord, he gives us increasing light. This source of light is even more pure than that in the outer court. And there's a special food. Outside, there's the food on the burnt offering altar, from the burnt offering, from the peace offering, sin offering. But here, there's an even more holy food. There's progress also in the food. The showbread here, the cakes of the showbread, they will be examined 7 days before the Lord. It will be shined upon with the light of the lampstand, and it will be tested before the presence of the Lord, before his face. And only after the 7 days are over can the priests eat of this showbread. This is really a special showbread. And what do we see as well in this higher level of sanctification, of this next level? This is the ministry at the golden incense altar. It is fully made of gold. Outside, there's an altar. It is very important, and we can never stop going to the altar in the outer court. But here, there's an even more holy service. It's a most holy, golden incense altar. So, step by step, level by level, he wants to bring us onward. Yeah, he wants to give us more light in our ministry. So he wants to bring us more into his holy word. So he gives us a clear picture of how this way of sanctification continues and progresses and how we can become holier and holier. Everything here is made of gold. There's no copper here. There's gold or silver here. And in, he wants to really bring us into this area in our experience. And in Leviticus 24, starting from verse 5, he speaks about the showbread. What's the difference between the food in the outer court and the food in the holy place? Outside, in the outer court, there's the meal offering. And in the holy place, there are these 12 cakes of the showbread, that make up the showbread. Where's the difference? The difference is that the showbread and the holy place are examined 7 days. This shows that the food inside is really holy. And in our lives, he wants to show us that he is this food. No one was tested and tried and examined like the Lord was. He was tested in his whole nature and being and humanity since the day of his birth and even on the last day of his life. The Lord was strongly tested and examined by man, by Satan. And God looked at him the whole time, just like he looked at these, at this showbread. Praise the Lord, there was no fault in him. He even said, can you show me one sin that is in me? Who of us can say that? He served 3.5 years among the people, day and night. Everyone could see him. He always spoke publicly. And after multiple years of his public ministry, could anyone find fault in him? One sin in him? No one could. His speaking was perfect. Everything that he said, there was no sin. It's like these 12 showbread. He was really examined thoroughly, and there was no fault found in him. And in Matthew 22,
besonders in seiner Rede. Und in Matthäus 22,
Matthew 22, verse 15, then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. The Lord didn't become this wonderful food for the priest just like that. But he was tested by his enemies in such a conscious and subtle way or cynical way. They were not able to entangle him in his talk. If someone were able to, it wanted to test my speaking in such a way, if someone lived with us for 7 days, I think even after 7 hours, someone would have enough to say about me. And I think it's like that with all of us. If we live at home with the family, with other sisters, with other brothers, or if we're just serving together in the church life, If we were so publicly tested, we would have all failed. Which one of us would have not said one word too much that would damage the other or hurt the other or discourage the other person? So we don't have this quality in our humanity as the Lord did. But I thank the Lord that in Matthew 21 and 22, You see how Christ was tested even by his enemies and by Satan directly, but nothing could be found in him. His talk was without blemish. It was perfect. And at the end of the chapter, no one dared ask him anything else. This is the Lord, what we see in this holy place. That it's not only the Lord who's there, but it is our food. He is our food. He is the food for us.
I
think it makes a difference if the Lord shows us and exposes how short our patience is, or how impatient I am with my wife, with my kids, or with those that I know well. I think we realize when we're all at home, especially, we are being tested every day. And what does it look like then? How unleavened is our humanity? How much salt is in there? How much resurrection can one see in us if we live 7 days together? I thank the Lord. This time of quarantine has given me so much light concerning the condition of my humanity, my patience, my friendliness, my long suffering. The Lord has shown this to me in a new way to show me how corrupt it is. It cannot withstand 7 days of testing and examination, not to speak of being able to stand before the presence of God. But the Lord has given himself as our food. These 12 cakes of unleavened bread, or of the showbread, they were so purified and so examined, and this is the pure food given to the priests. And if we receive light concerning our own humanity, that even the so-called good traits of our humanity cannot pass the test, and when we are exposed, then we gain more hunger to eat him. Being home so much really gave me much more hunger for the unleavened bread, because I don't want to stay as I am. I don't want my friendliness to disappear as soon as things don't go the way I want them to go. And that my patience with my kids lasts only 5 seconds or only 5 minutes. This is not the wonderful humanity of the Lord. And through this time, I have gained such an appetite for these 12 cakes. And I said, Lord, I really want to eat you in these traits, in these characteristics. You are long-suffering. You can suffer long, and you don't lose your patience. And so I thank the Lord for the family life, also for this time of the quarantine. It is so good to live together in the brother's house or to be married, because it tests your being. It doesn't test your knowledge. My wife has no interest in my knowledge. My wife wants to see that I treat her appropriately. So it's good if we live together, because it gives us appetite for his humanity. And now, in the holy place, if we deal with our old man, our flesh, then we will come into another area when we eat him. It's not just to overcome death and sin, but now we want to eat him to gain his patience, his long-suffering, his friendliness, that can withstand the test 7 days a week. This is the food that is in the holy place. The fact that is possible is shown in Revelation 14:5, In their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault. And this is a wonderful result. If we tell the Lord, I really want to eat you in your meekness, in your humility, in your wonderful nature, give me this food, then the Lord shows us it is also possible for us. When these first fruits are tested, there was found no deceit in their mouth. Just like with the Lord, he was examined and nothing was found. And here it says they are without fault. So even if you're home alone and there's no one around you, this is also a very difficult test to take the Lord in this time and say, my joy is not constant. Give me your joy. Where I am home alone for weeks and can only have contact via telephone. Pray that you would really replace my joy. I think this quarantine time really gives us such a way to appreciate the 12 cakes of bread that are on the showbread table. This is holy food that he has prepared for us. That after we deal with the negative things and deal with death, to say, Lord, I want all to gain and eat all these characteristics and traits from your humanity. Galatians 5:22.
Sagte, die Frucht des Geistes,
but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Amen. And in these days, I've told the Lord, I don't want to have these traits just in some way, my love or my joy, but I want to have your quality of love and joy and your peace. Because regardless of what pressure he was under, or trials, or whether he was lonely, or whether he was attacked by enemies, or even alone on the cross, the Lord remained in peace. He remained in friendliness. Even as he was on the cross, he cared about the well-being of his mother. What a humanity. What humanity. And I have really gained an appetite. And also in dealing with my family at home and with the saints and serving. And I said, Lord, give me your nature, your friendliness, your goodness. And I really thank the Lord that we have such food, that the sanctification would progress and continue in us, that we would go to a higher level of sanctification, that he can also use us in his ministry. Because at the end of the day, this holy place is a place of serving, serving the saints, serving in his house. And how wonderful is it if we are dealt with by the Lord in the outer court and can enter into the holy place and serve him in such a way. I don't want to be like Nadab and Abihu who bypassed the outer court. They did not take the fire from the burnt offering altar. I don't know if they washed themselves and they went in and there was death, perdition, and judgment. So if I don't pay attention to thoroughly deal with myself and with death, then I serve in his house and there's death for me and death for the saints. This should not happen. That's why I really praise the Lord for this way of sanctification that shows us our thorough dealing with the flesh in the outer court and death is necessary. And if we take it, then we do have a way to serve in God's house and to have our humanity be replaced by his. Praise the Lord, he gives us such special, exclusive food as priests to perfect us and to make us useful for his purpose. Amen. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. Give us this perfect food. We want to eat all 12 cakes of this showbread so that our humanity would be changed. Lord, we need your nature. Lord, work in us and make us to such people who in our humanity are so saved, thoroughly saved.